We continue with Maseches Tainis, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, but we'll start with the Mishnah in the new beginning on Yud Ches Amud Beis, the beginning of the new Perek. So Seder Taniyos So Elu HaAmar, the order of the fast that we've said until now, of them getting from the less stringent to the more stringent, Birevia Rishona. That's if the original rain was delayed. Aval Tzmachim Sheshanu, but if something happens to the crops immediately, if something abnormal about them, Masrin Alein Miyad. Immediately we go to the most stringent of the fasts. Again, if the problem is imminent, then we have to take a more severe approach. V'chein Shepasko Geshamim Ben Geshem LeGeshem Arba'im Yom. If between rains there is 40 days has passed, that's also, the first one was came on schedule, but the second one has not come, Masrin Alein. That's also considered to be a reason to cry it right away. Mipnei Yishim Akas Betzores, because that's a type of a plague which brings a shortage of food. Yardu l'tzmachin, if the rain fell down enough for the crops to grow, avalo yardu l'ilan, but it was not the type of rain and not enough rain for the trees to grow and to produce what they need to produce, or the opposite, l'ilan v'lo tzmachin, l'ze'u l'ze'u, or if it was for both of them, avalo l'bor shichin v'maras, but the different cisterns and ditches that were needed for water, drinking water, did not fall down. In all these situations, there is an immediate concern that there is a major need which is not being taken care of, and we right away go to the more stringent fasts. If you have a town in which no rain fell down, but the other towns around it do have rain, so that seems to be that it's a specific punishment for this place, and that also has to be dealt with immediately. Where do you see this? It says in the pasuk, "V'him tarti al irachas, al irachas lo amtir." Right? If I will cause it to rain on one city, on the other city I will not cause it to rain. One field will have rain. Onto your testament, Aleph. Again, that pasuk also says that you could have it by one area of has rain and one area does not. That's considered to be an immediate problem. So what do we do? So the Mishnah continues. Osa ha'ir, this city, Misano Mesras, right away starts fasting and crying out. V'chos, he will say, anybody surrounding Misanos participates in the fast for Lomasrias, but does not cry out in the most stringent way. Rabbi Akiva says, Masrios for Lomasanos. The surrounding cities cry out, but they do not actually have to go through the fast. V'chein ir sheyish bo dever ma'pela, so there's a city that has a plague of dever, or there's buildings are falling down. Some explain that it's because of the winds, others because of earthquakes. Also, yer misano masras. That city fasts right away. V'chos yosem misanos v'lo masrios. The surrounding ones fast, but they do not call out. And Rabbi Akiva again disagrees. Rabbi Akiva omer masrios v'lo misanos, that they cry out, but they do not have to fast. Ezehu dever, what is it considered to be this dever that requires being calling out in the fast? Yer hamotzia chamesh meos ragli, in a city that has 500 men, able-bodied men. V'yatsu mimenu gimel meisim, and three people died. B'gimel yom zeacharzeh, on three consecutive days, we're getting one per day. Harei zedever, that's considered to be a plague. Pochus mikan, less than that, in zedever is not considered to be a plague. Aleilu masriyam b'chom vakum, on these following types of problems, we cry out everywhere. Right, because even if it's only in one place, we're afraid that it's going to spread. Al shidafon, certain type of blasts of wind that would ruin the grain. Valaye rakon, if the grain would change colors, it was because of the lack of the sun was so strong, it was drying out. Val arba val chasil, if you have arba with locusts, or chasil is another type of locust. Val chayira, they're dangerous animals. Val cherif, there are armies that are passing through. All of these things are immediate concerns where they are. But you also cry out everywhere for them, because these are things which can move from one place to the other. So you're not safe. You're not out of the danger, even if you are not being immediately affected. It happened once that the Zakenim from the Sanhedrin went down to Yerushalayim. I'm sorry, went from Yerushalayim to their cities in order to Gazer Tainis, and they declared a fast. Why? Al Shanira Kimelo Pi Tanur Shidafon Ba'ashkelon. Because there appeared to be the size of the opening of an oven of wind blast damage on the grain. Again, a small amount, and it was in Ashkelon, which is again on the southwest border of Eretz Yisrael. The point being that that's something which, even though it was not even so terrible yet, And where it was enough that they felt that they needed to do something because it's a makam halacha, so it can potentially attack or spread wherever they are. V'od goes retina, it's another thing, they also decreed a fast. Al-Sha'achlu ze'evim shnei tinokos be'eva ha'yardin. On the other side of the Yardin, there were wolves who devoured two children. That was also seen as something which was potentially dangerous elsewhere. Yosi Omer lo al-Sha'achlu ala shanirum. It wasn't, the fast wasn't because the wolves actually had consumed these children, but just the fact that they had been seen was enough of a scare tactic or was enough of a reason that they felt like they needed to do something. Aleinu Masriin b'Shabbos. For the following things, we cry out even on Shabbos. Right, Shabbos is a day when normally we don't ask the bakashos in the same way. We don't have the fast days on Shabbos. But these things are so significant that even on Shabbos we are going to call out. Al Yir Shekifu Nachrim, a city that's already been besieged by the Goyim. O Nahar, or it's being surrounded by a river that's overflowing or about to overflow. Al Asfina Meterpes Bayam, there's a ship which is tossing at the sea and it looks like the ship is in danger. Rabbi Yossi Omer Le Ezra Lo Tzaka, we cry for help. We don't cry out in davening, right? We have to make sure that we get people's attention. Pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos, so we do whatever we can to try to save the people. But the formal fast that we don't do, even on these days. Says the Mishnah, weiter. Continues the Mishnah. Shimon Atimani says af al hadever. Even on for Dever, for again the prigs that we spoke of before, and then you would be able to do it on Shabbos, and the Chachamim disagreed. But again, as the Mishnah has been saying till now, a cold tzar shall tavol tzibur, any kind which is not before community, meaning anything which does come, loshon saginar, we don't want it to come, then the din is masri and alein, that we cry out, chutz meirov gishamim, except for excessive rain, because if it's excessive rain, as long as it's not the type of rain Rashi explains that's going to damage the crops, it's just that it's inconvenient, it's muddy, it's harder to get around, that's not a reason to call out to stop the rain. They said once, Dechoni Ma'agel, Hispalel Sheyer Du Gishavim, you should daven that the rain should fall. Amar Lahem, Tzuvich Nisu Tanu Reb Sochem, go out and bring the ovens that were prepared for the Korban Pesach, bring them inside, B'shur Shalom Yimoku, so that they don't get destroyed by the rain. Meaning he was very confident that the rain was going to come. His palvelogar du gashamim, and he davened, and the rain did not come. Also, what did he do? Og uga. He drew a circle of amar besoch, and he stood inside of it. The amar lefanav, and he said to Hashem, Nibono shel olam, banecha samu pnei melai. Your children are lying on me. Shani kiven bias lefanecha, because I'm like a ben bias. I'm like, you know, somebody who lives in your house. Nishba ani b'shem chagod, I swear by your great name, she'ini zoz mikan, achitrachim abenecha, that I will not move from inside of the circle until you have mercy on your children and bring the rain. Hiskilu gisham minatfin. And the rain began to slowly drip, to trickle down a little bit. Amar, lo kach she'alti, that's not what I wanted. El gishmi boras shichin amaros, I wanted enough rain that would fill up the cisterns, the caves, where the drinking water would come from. And it came down very, very strong. That's not what I asked either. I wanted good rain, which leads to bracha. And they came down the way they were supposed to come down. Until the Jews had to leave Yerushalayim for the Har Habayis, because of the rain. I mean, they had to go to a higher place. The Har Habayis is raised. So in the low-lying areas, it was dangerous to be there because there was so much rain. So, Bo'ov Amrlon, the people said to him, Kishem Shish Balat, Aleim Sheger, just like you, Davin the rain should come, Kaki Spala Sheikh, and make the rain stop, Davin the rain should stop. Amrlohem, Tzu Uru Nimches Evin HaTowim. Go and see if the stone of the strayers has been covered with water. This was a place that's basically served as a lost and found. If somebody found something, they would stand up there with somebody lost something, and they could announce the lost object. Oh. So they said, Shalach lo Shimon ben Shetach, Shimon Shendak said to him a message, Imoli Choni Ato, if you were not the great Choni, Gozrani Alecha Nidoi, I would have declared, I would have put you in, excommunicated you, put a ban on you. What am I supposed to do? Even when you act improperly towards Hashem, still does it to you. Meaning the way that he approached Hashem by saying, you know, this is not what I asked for, seemed to be a little bit chutzpahdik. And he said that's not an appropriate way to turn to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu listens. If Kadosh Baruch Hu listens, then obviously he's okay with it, and he has the prerogative to choose what he's willing to accept, what he's not willing to accept. Apparently, Choni had such a close relationship that he was able to do it. So again, you're kiven hamashum eschat elaviv, like a son who goes to a father, and the father does what the son wants. V'alech al kasa v'omer, and about people such as you, it says yismach avicha v'yemecha b'segayu l'artecha, your father and mother should rejoice, and the one who gave birth to you should be happy. And if they were fasting, so they started fasting by Alos HaShachar, at the daybreak, and the rain starts falling down even before sunrise. Lo Yashlimu, they don't have to do it anymore; they can stop fasting right away. If it's after the sunrise, Yashlimu, then they have to complete the fast, even though it was already answered. So, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Kodim chatzos, if it falls before the middle of the day, lo yashlimo. You don't have to complete the fast. La'achar chatzos yashlimo. So he pushes it a little later in the day. My says, "Shigazir tainis below. It happened once that they declared a fast in the city of Lod. V'yardelam gesham kodim chatzos, and the rain began to fall before chatzos, before midday. Amar lehem Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon said, "Su'u ve'ichlu v'shusu ba'su yom tov. Go out and make a special day." Right, Kadosh Baruch Hu, again, A, showing that the halacha was that before Chatzos you don't have to complete it, and B, celebrate, show thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Yatzu v'achlu v'shasu v'as yom tovu bo b'in arbaim v'karu halal ha-gadol. And they went out, and they drank, and they made this big feast, and in the afternoon when they came back from Mincha, they sang halal to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for the Yeshua, that he gave them what they needed. Says the Gemara, Seder Taniyah, so Elu HaAmar, the order of this fast that we mentioned, very, very Shona, is only when the first rains were delayed. Uramini, is that really true? The Gemara asks a contradiction. Reviri Shona, Shni Alishol, right? If there's a delay of the first and the second rains, then we have to daven. Shlishis Lisanos, if there's a delay of the third rains, that's when we're required to fast. Right, so when the normal time for the third rain has passed and there's no rain, then we declare a fast. It contradicts it's a stira to our Mishnah, which says that if the normal time of the first rain passed, it sounds like right away you're going to fast. The Gemara says, no. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Chikamar, you're misreading it. This is what it means to say. Seder Tani Yotza Amar Emosai, the order of the fast that we said, when does that apply? Bizman She Yotza Reviya Rishono Shneo Shlishis V'lo Yardu Gishamim. That's when the times for the first, second, and third rains have already gone past, and rain hasn't come. If the rain falls at the first time, vizaru v'lot samchu, and they were able to plant the seeds, but there wasn't enough time for it to grow. Inamit samchu v'chazu v'nishtanu, or if they grew, but they started to grow, but something happened in the growth v'nishtanu. It wasn't the right way. Masrin aleyen miyad. Then we go out and cry right away. So Amar Rav Nachman Davka Nishtana, that's only when there's been a change in the growth that we cry out right away. Aval Yavshu Lo. But if they just dry up, we don't cry out right away. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Pshita. Isn't that obvious? Nishtanu Tan. The Mishnah says Nishtanu. Why would I think it's anything but Nishtanu? So the Gemara says, why would Rav Nachman have to say this? Lo Tzricha De Akun. Right, in a case where the stalks grew even after the crops dried up. So Mao the same, you might think, Akanta Milsahi, the stalk growing, that's significant enough. Maybe everything's going to be fine. Kamash Balan, that's not enough of a, it's not a significant type of growth. There's no way that naturally these crops are going to recover. And therefore, we have to cry out.